Jake Settle here on the East Holmes School Report. Today I am joined by Danny Ryman, the treasurer for East Holmes Local Schools. Danny, thanks for taking some time to talk with us today.
Yeah, thank you, Jake. Thanks for having me.
And it seems like every year when we get together for this school report, we talk a little bit about some things going on in the district. What can you tell us what's going on over at East Holmes?
Yeah, so there are many positive things happening across East Holmes, and I'm glad to share a few of those highlights. First, we continue strengthening our partnerships with the community. We've been working close with United Way to support the Dolly Parton Imagination Library, so our youngest learners can receive a free book each month. We appreciate WKLM helping us spread that word, and along with supporting our school bus safety week messages. Also, wanted to highlight that our students and staff are doing outstanding work. East Holmes received a 3.5-star overall rating on the Ohio Report Card, which included a 5-star rating in achievement and gap closing. We're focusing heavily on early literacy through research-based interventions and district-wide literacy training for students and teachers. We also held a Lego-themed Grade 3 Literacy Day to support the third grade reading guarantee. This year, we expanded STEM learning for grades 3 through 6 to build problem-solving and critical thinking skills. Also, our students are excelling beyond the classroom. We had a great fall athletic season with strong tournaments, runs in golf, soccer, and volleyball, including top finishes at the district and state levels. In the arts, Highland High School's musical Willy Wonka highlighted an amazing collaboration between our performing arts programs and those students and our industrial arts students who helped to build the set for the show. And we're just proud of the many community-focused efforts in our buildings as well. Our elementary students are participating in intergenerational reading activities. Our high school continues successful job shadow days, and our younger students are engaging with local safety services like the Winesburg Fire Department. These opportunities help connect learning with real-world experiences, which we know is so important. Also wanted to take a moment to share how the district is funded, because it affects these programs and services that the school district can offer. About 70% of East Holmes' revenue comes from property taxes in Holmes County, with 25% coming from the state and about 5% from the federal government. And when local funding is predictable and supported, the school district can plan ahead for staffing programs and building maintenance. Any changes to property tax caps or how taxes are managed can create some funding uncertainty, forcing districts to return to the ballot more often and potentially limiting resources for students. Our aim is always to ensure responsible financial stewardship for our community while supporting stable, high-quality education for our kids.
And there's a few things I want to talk about. I think I want to go back to one of the first things you talked about first with the Dolly Parton Imagination Library and the early literacy in the schools. And I think those two things go hand in hand. And I know when we've had Katie Kogelman with United Way in, we talk about how we're getting closer to that first wave of kids with the Imagination Library making their way into our kindergartens.
Yeah, definitely. Well, it's a great program. I have three boys at home, and we've been using that program since they were kids. And so our library is just our home library has really grown because of Dolly Parton Imagination Library and extending that to our community so that others know that they can get plugged in. And increase literacy at home is so important, especially in those early years when kids' brains are developing and kids are developing that love of reading.
And one of the other things I wanted to touch on with you is some changes that might be coming to the property tax in Ohio and how they could affect school funding. Have you heard anything from people in Columbus about how East Holmes might be impacted, if at all?
Yeah, there's a lot of things going on at the state level right now, lots of different property tax reform ideas. Like I had mentioned, East Holmes is funded roughly about 70% of our funding comes from Holmes County and our neighbors and community members and businesses. And so anytime there are changes to the way property taxes are capped or managed, that creates uncertainty from a school district perspective, because we look at current property tax laws and how school districts are funded by law. And anytime there's a change to that structure, it makes that funding uncertain for school districts, and not just East Holmes or West Holmes, but really school districts across the state. And it creates an environment that may force districts to go back to the ballot more often and potentially limit resources for students across the county and across the state.
And like you said, that funding is so important, especially for a lot of not just your academics, but the extracurriculars as well. I can say from my time, I was always part of the theater productions when I was in high school. I was part of a couple sports teams. And it was always so important to us to be able to do stuff like that. It really rounds out the entire educational experience, and you need that funding to be able to help do that for your students.
Exactly. Yeah. And you know, East Holmes and West Holmes, we put together quality programming for our students. And just like families depend on, you know, weekly, biweekly, monthly paychecks and keeping that revenue stream consistent, so do school districts. We make plans based on funding predictability. And anytime there are large sweeping changes to how taxes are calculated at the local, state, or federal level, it has a ripple effect in terms of how we can keep our programs consistent and high quality.
Well, Danny, is there anything else going on in the district or parents in the community should know about? I know we're coming up with the Thanksgiving breaks here, and it's going to be winter break before we know it.
Yeah, we've got lots of community events on the calendar, our sports teams, our art, our academics, and we do have Thanksgiving and Christmas breaks on the horizon, and we hope that, you know, East Holmes students, West Holmes students, and all community members in Holmes County just can have a safe and restful time with their families here in the next couple months.
Okay, well, Danny, thank you again so much for taking some time to talk with us today and keeping folks in the district informed.
You too, Jake. Hope you have a nice day.
That was Danny Ryman, the treasurer of East Holmes Local Schools, here on the East Holmes School Report.